Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, if there's anything you know that we cover on the show quite extensively, is that we have a great relationship with the South African Consumer Goods Council. And that's to really give us some perspective on the food, the goods that you and I consume, that we produce, that we sell to other markets, is not only done and in a safe, conducive environment where it's safe for use, safe for consumption, but that we're also able to track and trace where these particular products come from. Not only making sure that we open up access to international markets and moving these goods across the continent and the globe, but even the goods that we happen to import into the country can also be monitored and traced for efficiency and its effectiveness in the market. But one thing has been of growing concern, and there's been heightened, multi-focused attempts to ensure that our efforts to establish an illicit economy task force is implemented. To help us understand how best we are doing this and what kind of progress we've seen, we're joined by a good friend of the show, Sinkle Chigwe, who joins us from the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa, to help us understand how, through this organization, they've been able to coordinate the Illicit Economy Task Force and its key focus areas. Sinkle, always a pleasure to speak to you. Welcome back to Kaya Biz, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, Gugu, to you and your listeners. And really a pleasure always talking to you.
I'm excited to speak to you. I'm so tempted to say welcome back to the country, because I know you always travel the world to find out some of the best case examples that we can learn from.
But yes.
Outside of that, you also develop locally relevant solutions that are needed in a country like South Africa. And this takes us to the Illicit Economy Task Force. For anyone who's not familiar with this, help us understand what the task force is and what it is you do.
We have been doing this work, not only us, a number of other associations similar to ourselves have been doing, communicating about what is illicit and what is counterfeit. And we've realized that we are not breaking the back of this challenge. So we've brought together a number, nearly 20 associations that are playing in the space that we are in the FMCG sector and outside of it, because we realize that we're all doing the same thing, but we are not getting the desired results. So we said, why don't we come together? Let's collaborate. And the perfect place for this collaboration or to be coordinated by was the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa, because we do cut across the value chain in the FMCG sector. So we have a number of associations like the Drinks Federation of South Africa, SABA, which is the liquor association which deals with wine, DASA, which is the Dairy Association of South Africa, or Standards Association, SANTACA, which is about toys and games. It's the South African Toys and Game Association. And I'm telling you the shock that when we did this process, which we started in the beginning of this year, just understand the grasp of this illicit economy and where does it touches and its tentacles. When we found out it's in toys and and games, that which is where children are in, young children as young as less than 3 years of age. So that is where the biggest challenge is, as well as from the NCRF, from the retailing and the apparel and clothing perspective, also BEFSA, Beverages, SAMPA, and SASA. So, and the National Liquor Traders, who deals with literally with alcohol from the tavern. So we've brought all of these associations together to say we all have an illicit and counterfeit or work that we are doing, but we have not been successful. We need to come together, and we all have similar members. Let's come together and make sure that we form a task force, because we have participated in the structures like the B4SA, as well as the B20, and we've seen how those structures have worked and how they have yielded their desired results. And it was important for us to get this association together and with our members and form these different task forces in each of the sectors that we are all participating on. Is around seven sectors or subsectors in the FMCG sector, where it's food, it's liquor, it's tobacco, it's toys, it's pharmaceutical, as well as clothing. So these associations are leading these task forces. We have the secretariat, we have the members that are going to be participating in. We're going to be looking at research, we're going to be looking at how we have a communication and a campaign and an awareness campaign. We're going to look and say, how do we create smart regulatory so that we can inform our government with regards to the challenges that we are seeing. on top of that, also work with law enforcement agencies because we need to break the back of illicit and counterfeit.
Oh, 100%. Sisinke, this is so encouraging because it's like a beautiful continuation of the leadership we saw during the B20 with the various task forces. And here's one being established specific for South Africa to ensure that we address what is a global challenge, but faced with its local nuances. One thing that you've highlighted for us is that in as much as we focus on illicit trade of tobacco and alcohol, it also needs to be taken seriously right down to toys, to cosmetics, to healthcare, because it's so far reaching. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, how this task force will be structured, especially given the multi-industry coordinated response, but also soliciting the partnership of the public sector, especially from a law enforcement point of view.
Yes, definitely. We already have the task forces in place. We have the chairpersons that are leading these six or seven task forces. We have the participant, and we, our organization, is going to be serving as a secretariat because we're going to make sure that we have a platform that is in place, that we're making sure that all the thought leadership is kept in these areas. We guide and make sure that meetings are happening, a problem statement is resolved, and what is it that we want to achieve. So with law enforcement agencies, we already have a partnership with them, and you know, there's a great work that is happening in this space. And what you asking to say, how are we going to make sure that we get the regulators in place? Today, you know, when we're launching it officially, because we start this work that started at the beginning of the year, we had the NCC, because we have been advocating the NCC and different regulators from the DTIC, SARS, and different regulators to say, understand illicit. Illicit, and particularly with SARS, we have been saying it's not just about excise tax or sin tax, as it's always been known, because there's no industry that is literally sin. It's about people have making those choices about where and what they opt to do with their lives. So we're saying to government, think about it. We cannot just structure it as just taxation. As you continue to tax, you're eroding the tax base at the same time, whereas you're not correcting the issues of illicit, and you continue to charge higher excise taxes, and then the illicit market is continuing to grow. Currently, tobacco is sitting nearly 70%. Liquor is sitting about 22%. And we do not want to wait until such time when liquor now is the same levels as tobacco and all these other industries is the same level as tobacco. We are saying we are dealing with issues of life and death. Pharma, food, as well as even tobacco and alcohol, these are issues of life and death. Yes. Even toys, because there's chemicals that you do not know of how these toys were made. We had an issue with the South African Bureau of Standards when we're talking about a substandard electrical equipment that we are seeing where microwaves just bend. Mm-hmm. And bust just out of nowhere because of the substandard. And SARS is real, South African Bureau of Standards realizing that the testing of this product is not done by them. And then they, you know, people will illicitly just put the logo of the South African Bureau of Standards to say it's tested by them. But this is not the truth. So we are working with them to say, how do you make sure that we are validating this product and testing them? The test is being done at SABS, and then the certification of that is validated. So we have an innovative way, because you know we have the barcodes and we have the app of where we are going to be putting the certification from the South African Reserve, Bureau of Standards, to say, and all these other agencies that are going to be the basis of truth to say this product belongs to Google Pty Ltd. and it's been tested by the South African Bureau of Standards, that you can then start trusting it.
100%. Oh, Sisinke, you've got me so excited, because since we spoke about the app the last time we had you on the show, the CGCSA app, I've been a good user of it. So much so, many of my colleagues and friends have also been using it. And it's so
interesting. It's going to get it.
It definitely needs to grow in traction, right? Just right now, I actually just double checked if it's still working. And I took a quick scan of the water bottle that I have in studio. And it says sparkling water produced by the Coca-Cola company, Valpre. It's even told me where it's been sold, where it's been produced. And I think this is so important, because for individuals like you and I, it helps to inform us about the products that we consume, but it shouldn't be exclusive to us. It's really available to everyone. So are we seeing an uptick in the downloads of the app, but also beyond that, the usage of the app, and beyond just verifying goods, but also the process to actually report any goods that might be illicit, in order to show that there's a full circle closure to identifying these concerns?
Yes, definitely. We are seeing the increase in the downloads and the scanning of product. We have been showing that those stats with our members that are affected to say your products have been scanned the most. So let's understand what is the concern, why people are not trusting that product per se. So we are seeing that, and it's going to get better to Google. Apologies for that, because our board in August approved that we improve the visibility of the product and have the product images. As you know, some in the app, some products have images, some do not have. So we are currently in the process of photographing, doing 360 degrees of one particular product of an SKU. And we are going to be doing, currently we've captured about 250. The target is 1,500 SKUs that we are going to be capturing and putting in our app. And we showcase the 250 today when we're launching it to say, so that they can see the view of what is it going to be looking like, number one. Number two, what type of information we're going to be having there. We're going to expand the information to include the as you indicated, the country of that is intended for sale, country of origin, net content that helps with sustainability perspective, and much more information about where the product is and where, and like that, more images if you want to see the product, and more about images of that product. So that's what we are currently, just to enrich the data that we have. Number two, we are also working closely with the law enforcement agencies. When we receive any calls or reports, we also verify those reports, because you know what, we need to be sure that there is these claims that have been put in the portal. We ask people to put geolocations, to have images, pictures if they have images. We verify this information and then we share it with law enforcement agencies. Then we get the brand owners to go with the law enforcement agency so that they can then verify to say truly this is a counterfeit of their product or it is really their product. So it's not an easy task. These are hard tasks that we are on, and it's not going to be easy. And it's really important that we get South Africans to understand the impact of this, because what we're saying is an industry. Our tech space is undermined.
Yes.
Where we're seeing year on year, the illicit financial flows stripping billions of the national fiscus each year. We're seeing that the funds that could be used for healthcare, education, infrastructure, and policing being ripped out of us as a country. And we continue to struggle with the tax revenue in this country so that they can then be able to do these critical programs that the government needs to do. And these funds are siphoned out through misinvoicing, profit shifting, and illegal capital transfers. That is then, what does that mean? It means the burden shifts to compliant taxpayers and struggling household. This is the reason why we are saying, as South Africans, we really need to take this seriously. Legitimate businesses are struggling to keep their doors open. They are, I mean, we're struggling with unemployment already, and they are shutting down because their profit is being undercut, number one. And it's, I mean, we're not shy to say business needs to make profit so that they can do investment and then they can continue creating employment and the economy keeps going. Because why is our legitimate businesses being undercut in this manner? Because these illicit operators bypass regulatory cost, avoid VAT and excise tax, and flood the market with substandard goods and products. And that's not what we want. So South Africans, for our own safety and our own well-being, from a healthcare perspective and the likes, it also affects our country and our children and our ability to be a sustainable economy. And today we had a number of our partners there, and one key thing that came out to say, we do not want to be like a number of other economies that we know in the world that have legitimate businesses that are less than 10% or 20%, and 80 to 90% of their economic activities is illicit. We've seen they're not having sustainable growth, those economies, there's no infrastructure that is existing, there's no functionality in those countries. So we don't want to get to that point. We have just pulled a beautiful B20 and G20 in Africa. And why can't we just do a little bit better again and recognize it for ourselves, that we really need to do away with illicit. Let's stop buying illicit products. We know this as consumers. We know where you can get a cheap Gucci bag. We know where you can get a cheap Louis Vuitton. And we know that, and we continue to facilitate this. The key thing that came out is that these illicit inflows or financial inflows are not funding mostly lifestyle. They are funding human trafficking, drugs, things that are damaging the core of our economy. Definitely. So we really need to be taking this seriously and understand the impact of us continue to just fund and purchase, because it doesn't affect you immediately, but it does affect you in the long run. That's and it can affect your family as well.
Definitely. Sis Zinke, always a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. I love the way that you think, but more so the way that you articulate the efforts that we're putting in place to make sure that the consumer goods environment is really protected for us as South Africans, given the partnerships that we see. Thank you again for your time on the show this evening, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gugu. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's the CEO of the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa, Zinke Chikwe, joining us on the show tonight to help us understand how illicit goods is a real thing and it's affecting far aspects of our economy, so much so that the CGCSA has actually entered into a collaborative framework with 20 industry associates, essentially clubbing everybody together, whether it's illicit tobacco, right down to pharmaceuticals, cosmetics and toys that we use for our children. This is an industry-wide effort to make sure that we curb it. And perhaps, we, as Zinke has mentioned, everybody knows where to get a fake item, right? And this is probably where entertainment has a beautiful way of also informing us. Bad Influencer, a movie or a series rather on Netflix, locally produced, actually journeys through that, following an influencer who sells fake bags, and then you get to see the multi-layered aspect of it and how it impacts not only the economy, livelihoods, and societies and environments. So just when you thought that entertainment was purely for that purpose, it's a beautiful way of actually illustrating the fact that everything is multi-layered and that, quite frankly, there's a business story in everything.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.